Blog Talk Radio.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
This is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
Yo,
Yo, it's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building, and it's going down tonight. You know, each and every Wednesday, we always talking about business, how to get your business up, how to definitely, you know what I'm saying, put all those ends to make something positive happen. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building, broadcasting live from the ATL. You can find me in the A. Hey, I'm live in the A right now, doing it real big. Shout out to all my whole Lush Radio team out there doing their thing. Shout out Future Guru 100, Emma E2K, my Ace Boon Coon, Natalia, Ebony, that be live on the show with me. Shout out to my man Genius. Shout out to Bugsy. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Miss Mary Kay Diva. Shout out to Usual out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this one too. And shout out to everybody, man. It is what it is. Shout out to my girl Ashley. And rest in peace to my aunt. She passed on Saturday. So rest in peace to her. And my prayers go out to the whole entire family and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Breast cancer is a big killer, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I advise all the women out there, even if it's women or men, like, go get your annual checkups. Like, I know the health resources is kind of high right now. And I know, you know, some people don't have insurance, but, yo, I don't even care if you got to go to an emergency or whatever. Go get checked out and find out what's going on with you, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you got brain cancer, you know, your ovarian cancer, breast cancer, throat cancer. You know, be careful, man. Go check it out, man. Don't hide it, man. Make sure somebody can find it early. Or the quicker they find out about it, the quicker they can take care of it. So shout out to everybody that's fighting cancer, all those who lost somebody through cancer. Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building. I want to thank our sponsors, Elite Print. You know, they sponsored our Lush Girls International T-shirts. Shout out to all our Lush Girls out there that's looking all sexy and delicious and tantalizing out there. Shout out to them. Shout out to my girl, Jay Lewinsky, out in Canada that holds us down. Yeah, y'all know. Also, don't forget, Coast to Coast DJs Convention is going down August 27th to the 29th. You need to be there. And if you're in the Florida area and you want to rep Lush Radio online, man, I got a VIP pass for you, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. And you might win that VIP pass to be right there in the building, you know what I'm saying, at Coast to Coast DJs Convention, man. Holla at your girl, 347-826-7722. Be the freaking 10th caller to call in and you win there. Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Also on top of that, man, it's a lot of things going on this month, man, and, you know, also some news out there, man. I recently heard that my man Method Man got smacked in the head, you know what I'm saying, smacked in the face with a bottle at a concert with him and Redman. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like, people just smack you in the head with a bottle. Like, where they do that at? And my man was a soldier. He got cut and everything, and he just continued to do his show. Like, word up. Shout out to him. Free Rock Red, he got locked up. Shout out to Rock Red, Free Rock Red, Free Ransom. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ransom. Shout out to all my Jersey boys out there doing they want to. Also, I recently heard that from the grapevine, allegedly, Nicki Minaj and my girl Keisha Cole got into a fight. Keisha Cole beat the shit out of Nicki Minaj. I don't know. Call in 347-826-7722 if you know the rest of that story. Tonight we're going to be talking about business. We got your man, Mr. Elite, live in the building. He's one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be live in here talking about, you know, the scene of promoting and stuff and the scene in the ATL scene. We got Mr. Shakir calling in later on. He's my jeweler. And, you know, he's going to be talking about jewelry and stuff like that because some of y'all walking around with fake change. You know what I mean? He's going to tell y'all the difference between a fake and a real change. And he's going to tell you about, you know what I'm saying, the jewelry business. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. We don't stop. We can't stop. I can't quit. You know what I mean? But I don't know. What do I want to play today? I think I want to play Stop the Party because, you know, every time I step in a club, I stop the party. You heard? Busta Rhymes, Cam'ron, Ghostface, you know what I'm saying, Swiss Beast, let's go. Stop the party.
I am Iron Man.
I said, wait, what we waiting for, Swift?
Stop the party.
Streets want it, nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Go. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remix. Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up.
Yeah.
Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
said, wait, stop the party. I don't want to hurt nobody but. Yeah.
That's what it's coming to. Tell me how you want it, bro. Fuck a line, nigga. See, we skipping right in front of you. Check. Trust me, you don't really want it, dude. Open club security and pull my niggas off of you. Why try? Stop it. See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down. Disrespectful, bitch. That's what we love to do. Check the method. How I shred it. That ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait. Stop the party.
Yeah, we
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
To the club, fall, hopping out, bouncing. Walking in the door, the DJ just made an announcement. King in the building, women screaming, shouting. Bring me bottles in a hand, standing on the couches. Me, I don't smoke, but my niggas blowing out. She's hiding here, she's sweating, see her nipples through her blouse. Hey, how can I not be the hottest shit? I'm killing party body shit. Hey, wait a minute, stop the
I
twist.
Said, wait.
Ha ha. Oh, shucks, man.
Oh. When the last time you heard somebody say, oh, shucks, man? Oh God, what we about to do here?
Kill him, kill him.
Where you at, Playboy?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but.
I'm a cyclone whore, drive stones, y'all. Want FaceTime with the iPhone 4 or be patient. More beat waiting. King James the game, number one free agent. I've been winning, you've been losing. Dip set back at the UN moving. Moving, chips, Frito Lay. Folks, yes sir, I'm the East Coast
Dre. I said, wait.
Hey, yo, Ghost, where you at, nigga?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yo, I know a couple real killers that's Catholic.
Uh-huh.
White boys who speak black, cleaning they rats, and then they bloodline the tyrants. I'm the only Muslim in the pool. They know I put that work in like a pirate. Jail shit slap the ox in the green jello. Carving your face is like the sound of a sweet demo. Swiss knives intimidate Roscoe. Blood dripping over my crisp knife. The streets are test spit like Tabasco. Never took the blue suit off pink rosé. That's more for like pretty women. You so lame, so if you wanna get physical, Staten Island goons is in the cut. Tony Stark play the front like my dinner.
Yeah, I thought we was making a movie already, huh? Welcome home, dog! Oh, shucks, man.
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but.
I went away for a minute, it's like I'm back from the dead. Relapse on your niggas and crack some heads. Let me see, my plate's empty, yours is full. You suck, real talk, come on with the ball. Guns clap like applause, tap on the doors. You gon' be like, what's that? Or you gon' hear blast through the walls. I rep for the town that says, fuck with tacky. Niggas should Clinton, come stock and cash stack.
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
who, him? He's a rat. To the hood, he can never come back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
It's your boy Prince, 950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online. Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
You already know what it is. Everything is berry because I am so berry. The black and the berry, the juice. We did the juice, as they say. You know what I'm saying? But we back in the building. And I'm broadcasting live from the ATL. You know what I'm saying? ATL showing me mad love out here. You know what I'm saying? I got a sponsor tattoo. It's crazy. It's on my leg. You know what I'm saying? I mean, eating all good, drinking all good. You know what I'm saying? Everything lovely. Everything copacetic. But I got my man Bugsy live in the building, repping the Boston area. What up? Bugsy.
What's goody, Lush? What's goody? Shit, I heard you was out there getting it in earlier, man. I got a little text message. You was out there getting it in hard body. You say, oh, man, you already know. But, man, I got to give a quick shout-out, man. You know, I want to shout-out my PO for retiring on me a couple of months ago, and they didn't give me no phone call, no notice.
Wow.
So it's official.
Bad.
It's official. Once I make it past Friday, it's official, man. I'm able to do what I got to do. You dig me?
That's what it is. At least you off that parole, man. That's what it is, man.
You already know. You already know.
Hey, that means you can move, man. Yo, that's bad. We are talking about business. Like, if you want to retire, like, let your clients know that you gone, man. That's bad business. You know what I mean? But anyway, No, you dig? Whatever. We back in the building. Hey, so look, man, we talking about business, too. Like, a new thing that you guys, I know I told y'all guys about Skype last time, but around the same time that I knew about Skype, I knew about Uvu, too. You know, but I never really played around it until, you know, Emma was like, yo, you got to get on Uvu. And, you know, the kid, my cousins, their little cousins, they be on Uvu all the time. So it actually is real time. It doesn't freeze up on you like Skype does. And you're able to, like, you know, record conversations. You can do a lot with Uvu. You can invite several people on it. It doesn't freeze up on you. It's definitely really hot. So I implore everybody to download Uvu. It's OOOVOOO. .com and download it and add me and Emma. It's Emma E2K and Lush Radio Online, and let's conversate. Let's have a Uvu conference or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Can we do that? You know what I mean? You need to get that, son. Do you got Uvu, son? Because
nah.
I know you got Skype. Me and you Skype, but you need to download Uvu. Go download Uvu so I can add you, son.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I heard a couple of people on Twitter was talking about that Uvu joint, but, you know, I ain't know nothing about it, but yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out, man.
Download the Uvu, man. We got to have this conference on the Uvu. Uvu.
You already know. Get it in.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to
get the Uvu on, you know what I'm saying? So I heard it through the grapevine. I heard Keisha Cole and my girl Nicki Minaj got to a fight. You heard about that?
Nah, you know, I get all my update from Twitter. I ain't even going front, man. Most of my update come from Twitter timeline. I ain't hear this one yet, though.
But allegedly, they got into a fight. Allegedly, I ain't going to say. I'm just saying allegedly I heard they got into a fight, and I heard Keisha Cole's with Nicki Minaj's ass. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We just throwing it out there. That's allegedly. I don't know, but that's what I heard. I heard that. Then... on TMZ, my man Method Man got smashed in the head like they threw a bottle at his ass while he was performing, son.
Oh, no.
They threw a bottle right on this dude, right? He was performing with Red Man. They threw a bottle at this cat, yo. He was bleeding and everything. He's like, yo, fuck that. We going to do the song, son. And they did this whole song while he was bleeding, yo. Crazy. It was caught on TMZ, yo. Wow.
I'm about to YouTube that. Man, to YouTube that in a second. For
my
real.
My man got do that joint right in that man's face, man. Cracked him with the bottle, like no respect for the meth man. What's going on? No respect for your man meth.
That's crazy.
That was disrespectful, man. Disrespectful. They got this new thing going on called the New Voices. New Voices Tour. I don't know if y'all heard about that. It's with, like, L.A. Reid's kids and Russell Simmons' daughters, and they're going around looking for new voices and stuff to be the new star and stuff. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but, I mean, it's going around, like, at each state, you know what I mean? San Diego is supposed to be, August 28th that they coming, but they was already in, like, they was already in, like, freaking D.C. and everything like that, you know. And, you know, they definitely, the Simmons girls, you know what I'm saying, is definitely creating their own little empire, son. And since we're talking about business, I think those young ladies have taken the advice of their uncle with Russell Simmons and, you know, with the father, you know, with the business, and they created their own entity. How do you feel about children under other big names creating their own entities? Do you feel like they always fall into the shadow of their parents, or they have to step away from what their parents is doing? How you feel about that, brother?
Yeah, well, my fault, Lush. I actually only heard, like, that last part about the kids and the parents. I had to mute right quick because I'm on the move. But if you can repeat that for me one more time, I definitely got you.
No, what I was saying, because we're talking about, I said that Russell Simmons is the uncle of Vanessa and the other young lady. You know, Reverend Run's daughters, like, they creating their own entity and stuff, you know. They got the pastry sneakers going on. They got this new business called the Voices of L.A. Reid sons and stuff like that. How do you feel like, it's hard for a person, a young celebrity child to create their own entity? or do you think it's easier, or do they always stay in the shadow of their parents?
On that, sometimes, sometimes it could be hard to break away, depending on, pardon the wind if you can hear it, but depending on who your parent is and how they are already established, because if they like, name is just so heavy, it's going to take a while for them to mention you without mentioning your parent, like, oh, that's Run's son, or Run's daughter, you know what I mean, because his name is just so deep that you have to mention him. But as far as getting out of it, I mean, if you got the same creativity as your pops do, you're gonna do something to shy off to where you can get your own name. And I think Lil Diggy's doing that right now.
Yeah, I mean, like with the girls, you know what I'm saying? Like with the girls that they have, right? With the whole pastry movement and everything. Do you feel like they're like, you know, with the pastry movement that they got, do you feel like they're creating their own entity, you know, which is totally different than the father?
Oh yeah, they definitely are, cause you can definitely mention pastries without mentioning Fat Farm, or cause you know they actually do their thing. And I'm not gonna say it's because it's two females and they get more attention quicker. I'm just gonna say because they had a vision and they did it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know.
Huh? I said, I wouldn't know about that. I ain't never seen a pair, but.
I ain't never seen a pair. That's funny. I don't know.
I heard of them.
I see some people wearing them, but I've never worn them things. So I ain't going to lie. I've never worn them. But apparently people like them, though, you know? But I think if they, do you think if they were like a normal pair of kids, do you think that they would be able to sell their product as fast as they can? Like, you know, people would kind of like bite on it.
You said if they did it for kids?
No, I said if they were like a regular, you know, regular two pair of like sisters, right?
They definitely wouldn't be where they at right now. That name gave them that bump. But if it was anybody else with some pastries, nah.
That's what it is. So this is the question I throw out to all the people out there, man. When it comes to having a big name, is it about who you know in order for you to get to a certain business or get to a certain level in business? Is it all about who you know? Is that the question? Is that the answer? I want people to call in at 347-826-7722 and let me know that, you know, does it matter, or does your hard work speak for itself? You know, I come from the day when you used to work hard, get the way you got. I mean, it seems like a lot of people are jumping to fame by knowing the right person. How you feel about that?
I think a lot of people would say it's on who you know, but at the end of the day, it's not. I mean, that's a part of it, but if you ain't, you know, dedicated, or if you ain't into what you're doing, you ain't showing it, it don't matter who you know or who you don't know. You ain't getting nowhere because you ain't doing shit. So it's all about that talent at the end of the day, because whoever's pushing it, they got to push that talent.
Definitely, and that's the truth. We're going to go to a song real quick and go to a commercial. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. We're talking about business, man. What you think about it? Does your name mean more in the business, or does your hard work? Holla.
Eastside and whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Yeah.
Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Well,
Eastside and whoop my nephew. Eastside and whoop my nephew.
I gotta put it back on.
Eastside and whoop my nephew.
Yeah.
Eastside and whoop my nephew.
Let's go.
Eastside and whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Eastside and whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Eastside and whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division. Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue. The loaf's black. See the blood get love. Where the loaf's at? About time that somebody bought the loaf's back. Like a swag got stole. It's the low jack. Yeah, I found it. Took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off. Then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong. Let me show you how to rock it. So fast, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. I saw my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serve a dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga, this
Crip Gang.
No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga, this
Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Blue paint, blue wells when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights quipping too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, asshole to appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rapper like. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying to really diss Game when I say, but nigga this. And no, I ain't trying to really diss Wayne when I say, but nigga this.
Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, that was Wes Malone right there featuring Snoop Dogg, Crip Gang, Eastside Sliding, you know what I'm saying? We live in the building. Girl, let's be talking about business. I mean, does your name mean everything when it comes to business? It's all about who you know, you know? I know it wasn't all about who I know to get to where I'm at. I had to work hard for everything, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about it in a sense for you, Bugsy?
It's well with me. Not with me. I mean, because like I said, you can know a lot of people, but that don't mean that they're willing to do something for you. But you know what I mean. I just feel like you got to go on your own. Because like sometimes, depending on who you coming in off of, niggas be like, oh, people I know so and so bad. So I mean, if you can deal with not having to put in so much work, if you're not looking into putting so much work, I guess you can go off with who you know, but if you want to get it on your own, certified to where nobody can tell you nothing, get yourself established, then link with the people that you know. Use them after you already got your name established. You there, Lush?
And I mean, that's true, Bugsy, you know. And the other thing is, like, sometimes it's not always good to know certain people because you don't know if some people left, you know, burn bridges with somebody and they don't want to deal with you, you know what I mean? Sometimes when it comes to people. Cause, I mean, I know situations where somebody said, yo, they gave me somebody information, and they was like, yeah, let's, you know what I'm saying, holler at them. When I mentioned the cat name, they was like, I don't even rock with them. I was like, wow. Why would you give me somebody information if you know you don't deal with them like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but see, that's the thing about, like, we need to start, you know, creating our own rapport with people. No matter what relationship other people have with different people, create your own rapport with people when it comes to business. You know what I mean? Like, you could be dealing with somebody they can't stand, that they hate, but they'll deal with you because they got rapport with you. You know what I mean? You know, so when it comes to business, always build your rapport with people. Because, you know, and also watch some of the people that you so-called click up with. Because some people that you have, that you said you want to click up with, are really not a necessity to be in your business. And some of these people can actually either be set up to try to sabotage your business, or they might be trying to use you for some kind of contact to get to where they need to be, to the next level, you know. And, you know, when we read the 48 Laws of Power, sometimes people use other people to get to where they need to be, you know. It's a sad thing, but people do it each and every day, you know. Be mindful who you deal with. And, yeah, sometimes, you know, your name can, you know, a person that you deal with can definitely get you to the next level. But it's still the other product is, Bugsy, is you still got to sell yourself. Like, okay, if Puffy gets a person off the street and they say, yo, Puffy says this is the person, they still have to sell themselves, right?
Oh,
they still got to sell themselves to the audience.
Because if you ain't selling to the audience, who's going to buy your shit? Or who's going to pay attention to you?
And that's the truth. You know, who's going to buy your stuff? Who's going to pay attention to what you got going on if you don't sell yourself? And even with the job market, at the end of the day, the job market, whether you're doing a 9-to-5 or you're an entrepreneur, the whole key of this is a sell market. What are you trying to sell? You have to be able to sell yourself to the next man. You said that you're a publicist and all that stuff like that. You know, and let me know what's going on. You know what I mean? You know, if you're saying you're a publicist and you say you're doing this and you're doing that, if you're doing all of this, then you basically need to be having all the information and stuff that we need to know for you to be, you know, basically you're saying you're a publicist, right? So that means you got to sell me. I need to know what you're going to provide for me that I need to give you my money, you know? I need to know why I need to sponsor you, why I should give you all of this stuff, why. You need to let me know that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to sell themselves in this business, and it's all about who can sell you know what I'm saying, who can sell the best stuff, basically, at the end of the day. You know, and also Microphone Bully is doing their whole retreat, you know, performances by Microphone Bully Performances Magazine and Mixtape Release Parties at Club Retreat. It's August 24th to the August 31st and September 7th. So August 24th, they're going to have performances by Heatmakers, Arsonist, Ali Vegas, and they're going to have All Biz Birthday along with Callaway and a couple of other people. And then August 31st, they're going to have performances by Dutch the Kid and more and TBA. And All Biz is going to do his single. And all groups of 8 females receive a free bottle. And on September the 7th, it's going to be a release of the brand new Microphone Bully mini magazine and new Microphone Bully mixtape. That's going down, and that's going down this week. And we also going to have, like I said, your boy live in the building, Mr. Elite, you know what I'm saying, one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. He's going to be calling in a few. But you already know what it is, what you need to be checking out in August also.
Coast to Coast Convention 2010, bridging the gap between the streets and the new music industry for independent artists and producers.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms for rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
Love it easy. Non-smile.
Nala.
Your bad people there. Move, move, move.
Some boy have been confessing that talk, but I call on them. So
can't stand up on this talk, talk, talk. Boy, we love talk, talk. Some boy now me no dog talk. And I go on like them a dog. All them talk fast if we start talk. Individually, we start off. Party is up to them sharp party. And swing like yeah. Pow, pow, we no power. We no inform. No, 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 no. We no run from Sabine. Pow, 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 pow. I drop a deal, no tame, no talk from no water. We can't stop the law, the speed fill a hall, yeah. So when we touch a street, when we touch a street, every time we talk in heat, people know the seat. Real bad people are what? I just real bad people are what? When we touch a street, when we touch a street, every time we talk in heat, people know the seat. Real bad people are what? Bad people are bars. Bad people, my parried. Me no parried man when I'm weak. Parried man when I play with people. Chalk street, on claw sheet. Anyway, they fold them.
It's your boy Prince. 950 plus. And when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush. On Lush Radio Online. Gosh.
Yeah. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we're going to have your boy Mr. Lee live in the building on Lush Radio Online. He's going to be live in the building talking to us about, you know what I'm saying, the Atlanta scene, you know, how the club market is. A lot of y'all artists want to come out here, you know what I'm saying, to ATL and party. And y'all know the right spots to go to. Your man knows everything. So, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be live in the building with us, Mr. Lee. And we also want to have my man, Mr. Shakur. He's a jeweler. And he's going to be live in the building with us also. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the business. The thing about it is when it comes to business, you need to know how to conduct yourself properly. You know what I mean? A lot of us, like I said, emotions and business don't mix. And then on top of that, you know, bad business is never going to succeed to good business ever. You know, and like I said, we're going to have your man, Mr. Elite, live in the building with us. He's like one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. Like, if you need to know where the club is at to be, you know what I'm saying, be at in the ATL, you know what I'm saying, you try to get your drink on, get your bottle popping on, your man is the man with the plan. Because I know a lot of artists, a lot of people, they ask me, yo, what's going on in A? I need that contact person where you need to contact your man, Mr. Elite. Because, I mean, he has the Elite parties in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here live at the ATL. He just had a hot jump off that just passed on Monday. It was crazy, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to the line and see if we got my man, Mr. Elite, live on the line so he can tell us about, you know, business in the ATL, you know what I'm saying? What up? Call for the 404. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's popping?
Hey, what's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. We digging in the scene on the gasoline, baby. Let me give you some Lush Radio love, boo.
I'm digging that.
That's the top.
Yeah, much love.
So, Mr. Elite, man, before we get into it, man, you superstar self. I mean, you got any shout-outs and everything like that, babe?
Well, I like shout-outs celebrity promoter Jason Blake, all my cats at SO, Nightclub, and Sean Black.
That's what's up.
I keep all my friends close to the chest, yo.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Lee, are you originally from the ATL? Because I know from what I've heard, a lot of people from the ATL ain't originally from there. So, are you originally from there, fam?
No, I'm not from ATL. I actually moved to ATL 10 years ago. I moved from Vicenza, Italy.
Are you serious?
You're very serious. Everybody I talk to just.
Are you really from Italy?
Yeah, I got pictures to prove it. So I'm from Italy.
You was born there?
No, I was actually born in North Carolina. I'm a military baby.
So can you speak Italian, Italiano? Can you do that? Can you speak something?
I can say a little something. I guess I can kick it to you real quick. Ciao, sei bellissima. Vuoi fare la stessa con me?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That sounds kind of sexy over here. But anyway. Yo, so Mr. Ali, why do they call you Mr. Ali? You know, where did that tag name come from?
It actually came from my company name. It's Taylor Elite Nightlife. Started that up, and I wanted to be known for throwing the hottest parties, just the upper echelon type of party. So Mr. Elite came from that.
That's what's up, man. And tell us, you know, what goes on at your events, because there's so many different promoters, but, like, you know, every promoter wants to be different than the next promoter. What goes on in your events? What should we expect if we come to a Mr. Elite party?
Oh, expect everybody to be out crazy dancing. I mean, you can go out to some parties, people want to be bougie, not really getting the mix. You know what I'm saying? We do upscale parties, but my parties, they love to party. If you've ever been to Esso or to any of those parties, you're going to have a good time. People popping bottles, stars coming in and out. You're going to enjoy it.
That's what's up. How long have you been promoting? How long have you been a promoter? What got you started?
Officially, 2 years. But unofficially, you know, I used to throw parties at my house for my birthday. It's funny how I actually got into promotion. I always had a very strong internet buzz, and so I used to love to go out and party. So what I ended up doing was, anytime I wanted to go out and party somewhere, I would just let everybody on the internet know, hey, this is where I'm going to be at. You guys should be there. After a while, people started actually coming out the way I said to go. So one day for my birthday, I threw my birthday at one of my mentors, one of his events. And my birthday list was so crazy, and the people that came out, they were just like, hey, you should promote. And it was history after that.
That's what it is. And, yo, shout out to Lethal Lips out there. She just, you know, retweeted me and stuff. So shout out to Lethal Lips. She might call in. That's my girl. Love her to death. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's definitely the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but this is what I want to ask you, man, because everybody thinks being a promoter, anybody can be a promoter. When you first start up as a promoter, do you like, reap the benefits in the beginning, or it starts off later when you're a promoter?
It's later, man. A lot of people think it's just, you know, I'm throwing a party, come out to my party, and you're an instant star. Not the case. I mean, it's a lot of hard work that a lot of people don't see that you put into it. Long story short, I passed out flyers like crazy hours of the night just to try to get a party to pop off. So there's other things along with that. You know what I'm saying? It's a constant grind.
That's what's up. Hold on one second. I think I might got Lethal. I don't know if she's on the line. 347, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with one of the hottest promoters in ATL, Mr. Elite. What's up? 347? New York, New York, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, 347, what's up?
How you doing? How's everything?
All right, who this?
This is Mr. Network. I'm calling from Queens.
That's what's up. You got any questions for Mr. Ali? He's the super promoter out in ATL that I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. What's the hardest thing about being a promoter for you? Like, on
the
a daily.
The hardest thing. There's always competition. There's always somebody trying to take your place.
So do you feel like a lot of cutthroat in promoting?
I'm gonna be honest. Atlanta is actually a very saturated market when it comes to this. So in order to survive, you know, you got to be different and be relevant in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, there's a lot of competition. I mean, like, everybody swears that they can do it, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, And what's the biggest dilemmas you have actually encountered as being a promoter for you?
The biggest for me, wow, that is a good question. I'm sitting here like I don't even know the answer to that one. I mean, you deal with so many, you deal with so much different stuff that it starts to become natural. So I would have to say for me, the hardest thing is, I don't even have it.
Wow.
I don't even have it.
That's the first time somebody got stumped on here.
Yeah.
That means that was a good ass question.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that was a good ass question. We got my boy Sean Aloud with us, my man from Queens, for real. I want you to shout out your Twitter and everything. Bugsy, what's up, my dude out of Boston? Bugsy, we got Mr. Elite Life alive in the building, man. He's one of the hottest promoters in ATL. He tells you where it's hot, where the spot is at. You got a question for him, Bugs?
Bring it, Sean.
Bugsy, you there? 857? Bugsy. Okay, stay on the line. That's what it is. And my man from Queens, can you shout out your Twitter real quick so people can get at you?
Yeah, my Twitter is KO Team Flawless.
That's what's up. That's what's up, my G.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to have an answer to that question. How about this? Follow me real quick, and we're going to have a conversation, man. We're going to have a good conversation because you gave me such a good question. We're going to have a good conversation on that. Put your Twitter out there, Mr. Elite.
The real Mr. Elite.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll spell one word.
That's what it is. Stay on the line with us, baby. I'm going to bring you on so you can ask another question. Make sure you follow him. Stay on the line. So, Mr. Elite, man, he definitely gave you a real good one right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, he waiting for that answer, so he can't get from that joint right there. The other thing I want to ask is, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know, you know, the hard work that you guys put into, you know, promoting and stuff. I mean, what is the whole entire day preparing? Because we've seen a lot of people, y'all seen the movie Janky Promoters at the end of the day. We've seen it, but the sad but true, some of the stuff does happen in Janky Promoters. You know, it's funny we laugh about it, but some situations happen. What is a whole particular day setting up for an event?
Man, it...
For you, for the whole day, like starting off when you wake up, the event is going down today. What are the things you're doing that day?
You said start when I wake up. Let's say if I go to sleep that night. Really, I'm up. I'll probably go to a lot of different spots, hopefully pass out some extra flyers. I get to the event real early, try to make sure that everything's set up, try to make sure that nothing's going to go wrong with, you know, maybe celebrities and stuff like that, make sure that, you know, my list is tight, whatever may be going on that night. You know, you can never be too prepared because you get so many different things happening to you. That is crazy. I usually like to try to start my day off by, you know, chilling out, playing a little PlayStation for like 30 minutes, get my head wrapped around everything I'm going to do. Because probably the night before, I was probably at some different club talking to some other promoter or some celebrity trying to get them out to my next party. Because I'm always thinking about the party after the party.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying, like, you know, in regards to, like, preparing, do you work with another promoter that's not part of your movement? And sometimes do you guys, like, compare notes? Or do you watch other promoters on their success and failures to plan your parties? How do you go about setting up, you know, your event?
Oh, well, the way I go about setting up my event, one thing about Atlanta, we're a network. We are a network, you know. I might work with a promoter that I just met, you know, because we may be able to bring our crowds together. In order for me to think up a party theme and things like that, I think about what the people want. Like it's Labor Day weekend coming up. I just started a Monday party, and Monday is Labor Day. So of course we have our Access Hollywood ACL party that we've been kicking off. So of course we're gonna do something real big with that. So we probably we're gonna get Holly Berry after that. Make it Hollywood, because you know we are in Black Hollywood. So it's really thinking of a way to, I guess, captivate the crowd to want to come out. Because out here in Atlanta, when it comes to the club business, there are so many different parties here. Something's happening every night of the week. And there, and there's always competition. Like, I may have... go ahead.
Well, I want to ask a question because, like, I've been to Atlanta prior, and it seemed like the market with Atlanta is, like, I see a lot of, like, strip clubs that a lot of people, like, go through all the week. But a lot of, like, the clubs, like, I remember, like, there was a 112 and a couple of different little clubs. A lot of them were shut down. So how hard is it to, you know, keep things going on in Atlanta, you know, since they've been shutting down a lot of clubs?
Well, the reason why a club shut down is either one, of course, I'm not making any money, but another reason why some people can't even keep their liquor license, you know, not doing the right paperwork, not doing just good business.
And that's the truth, man. We're talking about business tonight.
You gotta keep yourself legit. That's one thing about me as a businessman. I always want to make sure that I'm taking care of both. Everything myself, as far as, you know, paperwork, making sure everything's airtight, and also taking care of my people. As far as if somebody's doing business with me, I'm a win-win situation type of guy. If you win, I'm going to win regardless. So that's the way I try to keep it. Because the entertainment industry, the club game, it's full of a lot of people who are, you know what I'm saying, shady, shiesty, things like that. And a lot of people get, I guess, slighted in the game.
And you know, what you stated is definitely true. I think I got Bugsy back on the line with us. Bugsy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Lush phone cut off.
Okay. That's what's up. We got Mr. Ali, one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. You got a question for him?
I basically heard you just asking the question, but yeah, matter of fact, I do. I mean, as far as, like, that promoting, like, I mean, like, you know, for some people out there, is it a good investment, or is it, you know, how much of a hassle can somebody deal with? Like, you know, what do they have to have as far as patience-wise, you know, deal with something? Is that nature?
A person who's very patient will go far in this business. Like I say, I deal with a lot of different things every day. It's a constant building rapport with your crowd, drawing the attention and things like that. A lot of people see the glitz and the glamour of the club life, like I was saying. They see us in VIP popping bottles, but that's honestly somewhat of a reward for all the hard work that we put into it. But knowing how my mind is, I'm at my party actually thinking about my next party, how I'm going to go ahead and kick that off.
Okay. Buzzy, stay on the line real quick. We got another caller. We got a caller from the 661. You're live in the building with your man, Mr. Elise, one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. We're talking about business. You got a question? Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 661. Okay, you were scared. Don't be scared now. I'm not going to bite you. He's not going to bite you either. Don't be scared. So we live in the ATL broadcasting live. Quick announcement. Don't forget, Coast to Coast DJs Convention is going down August 27th to the 29th in Miami. We are one of their media sponsors, so don't forget to be there. And the 10th caller that calls in here is going to get a VIP pass down there to represent Lush Radio Online and stuff. So hit us up if you're trying to go to Miami and do your 1-2. I'll let you go. But we live right here with one of the hottest promoters in the ATL, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line again for my man out in Queens. Queens, you got another question for my man, Mr. Elite?
Mr. Elite, yeah. Yeah, how do you go about getting an artist to perform? You know, you're a big time promoter. You know, there's young artists out here that's grinding, that's hard, and they actually have good music. You know what I mean? And for instance, I have an artist right now, you know, that's basically he's on the scene. He has BDS spins, and we're just trying to book shows. And you know, we're just trying to get on the scene. And like, how will we go about that? Like, how can we contact or get in contact with you to get that ball on the roll?
Well, as far as that goes, there's two different avenues. Like, sometimes clubs will let you perform, but with the way the Atlanta market is, especially like if you're just starting out, they're real reluctant because it may drive the crowd away because they're not ready to hear that. What some people do is, I've done this once or twice, I've actually had an industry night, pretty much like an artist showcase. And if you were looking to get into promotions, I would strongly suggest doing an artist showcase, which with your artist being the feature artist. And do something like a giveaway. Give away the CD to everybody.
Okay. This is the thing, because what about major artists?
What did you say about a major artist?
Do you have major artists put you at your party?
Yeah.
At any of your events?
Yes. As far as artists go, I mean, that just comes with the booking. Of course, if they perform, it's going to cost a little bit more. But if the crowd is ready for that, you know, that's where the planning phases come in at, you know, as far as if we know that we're going to get, let's say, Jeezy to perform. Of course, we got to pay an extra to perform, but everybody's going to be ready for that. We promoted that. Well, I mean, that was kind of a bad analogy if I think about it. If Jeezy performs, everybody's going to be happy with regardless.
You know what, Mr. Lee, since you did bring that up in regards to performance and stuff, because a lot of people are scared to even throw their own little events, because some people feel that being a promoter is a very risky situation. There's different situations, like maybe you'll get the club. The club will actually pay for the artist to come and perform and do their thing. But sometimes it comes in a situation where you got to convince the club to actually let you throw an event, and you got to give them either a boss deposit or something like that, or you got to pay for the actual facility, and then you have to hope and pray that, you know, your whole turnout turns right and all of that money comes out your pocket, and then you have to try to get, you know, residual. And then sometimes you do events, and sometimes you just do it for free to let everybody in, and they don't pay to go in just to get your name out there. You know, and since we're talking about that, also, can you explain the different styles of promoting when you first start off? And also on top of that, explain to the people when they start, like, doing promoting or whatever, you know, explain to them what a writer is. You know, when an artist asks for their writer,
yeah,
and
okay,
stuff like that, explain to that. And, you know, even booking artists, you know, the difference between that and the writer.
All right. Well, okay, when it comes to starting out, the promotion business is high risk, high reward in my eyes. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Of course, you want to win more than you lose. I'm not going to lie, I've lost before. I've lost big, but it all depends on the party. But if you're not sure about it, you got to be sure of yourself. Biggest suggestion to be, if you really want to start promoting, you want to get something popping, and you're not sure about it just yet, start at the smallest venue where you can. Get the smallest venue and get as many people as you can and pack that small venue out. Because everybody's going to remember that packed party that they went to, even though it was small. What was the second part of your question?
I was talking to you about basically when we were talking about, you know, when you start off with promoting, what is the best way to start off? And then the second one was explain to the people about the difference between when you book the artist and the difference between their writer. Explain what a writer is and how it plays a role in when you book the artist.
All right, their writer. Let's say you want to book Eva Pickford. It may cost $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a booker. But she's going to have what's called a rider. What that rider is, that's for her hotel fees, her limo driving, and food, just pretty much to accommodate the artist. A lot of people don't know that about a rider. Some may have a very high rider, like you may have, like, let's say, a Puffy. You know, my fault, Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know he does not come cheap. So you got that booking fee, and then you got the rider. A lot of people think, okay, it only costs $10,000 for this guy or this lady, young lady. That's all I got to pay, and I'm good. No, there's a lot more that comes along with that because there's certain accommodations that the celebrity has to have met.
And see, the thing, the importance, too, on top of that, people that are listening, you need to discuss that writer and all that. You might, like, okay, say somebody say you book them for, like, $15,000, right? You book them for $15,000, and you think that's all you paying for? Nah, son. There comes the writer. The writer is like $2,000 or something like that,
yeah.
Or maybe $4,000, and you like, yo. But some artists have an all inclusive. Like you can ask them first. You can ask them like, oh, what's your writer? Or you can say, do you have an all inclusive? That means that includes the writer and everything in it. You know what I mean?
With the rider,
you
that
know,
includes flight, food, room, transportation. Pretty much you're taking care of that artist or celebrity.
Definitely. And some of these people come with big-ass entourages, and they expect you to pay for all them. They got big old entourages. You got to pay for all those rooms. They want Fiji water. They want imported cheese. What's the wildest thing somebody asked you for in their writer?
The wildest thing? Man. Let me think. What's the wildest thing? Not everybody I've dealt with has actually been very cool. I haven't ran into too much because I deal with people a certain way. A lot of the celebrities I know personally. So it's a lot easier, even though I got to deal with the person who has to book them.
Mm-hmm.
They know me, and 9 times out of 10, we talked about something before I even got to the booking process.
Okay.
But
that's
as far as wild things that they ask for, I haven't got anything.
Okay, that's what's up.
I know, it's kind of rare, isn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, I know some of them, they like real picky. The water got to be at a certain temperature. I need to have a moose come in this joint. I need milk from a lamb.
Cambodian breast milk, I got you.
You know, they want some crazy stuff, but like those are some of the things like we talk about business that people don't even know. Because a lot of people see promoters, whether they're in New York, Boston, DMV, they think that this stuff is easy. It's not easy. Because you got to understand that some people have anxiety attacks because getting close to it, because some stuff happens last minute. And you always got to be prepared because everything is subject to change. Have you ever had a situation where you might have had paid to book an artist and the artist didn't show up?
Oh, that happens. It happens a couple times.
How do you deal with that situation as a promoter?
One, your crowd thinks you're a liar sometimes. But two, a lot of them are either one, they'll make up for it, or you're getting something back. Believe it. As far as, you know, crazy things happening, like, I can say the craziest thing that's happened to me is one party I didn't have a DJ.
Wow. What did you do?
Yeah.
Did you DJ yourself? Did you get up there and DJ yourself on a 1s and 2s?
Yeah. I don't even know how to DJ, but I figured it out. I figured out how to use a CDJ. I started messing with it for a little bit. But I had a couple of DJs on speed dial that came out within probably an hour. But for that good hour, I was sitting here DJ eliting over here.
Wow. If you got to do what you got to do sometimes when it comes to, you know, being a promoter, because everything is subject to change. You know, you might have a writer already set up maybe a room, or maybe you can't book a certain room. Mm-hmm. Have you had a situation where an artist got pissed off because you couldn't satisfy something in the writer?
Yeah. I couldn't book a room for him. And there was a lot going on with that. It was more about the booking agent, not the artist.
Oh, okay. Can sometimes, because I mean, you know, not even just you not saying comparing janky promoters, have you had situations where you feel like the artists have been cool, but it's their management or their booking agent or their road manager that causes a lot of problems between you and the situation sometimes?
That's most of the time.
Me
artists are actually cool people. To me, the artists are the coolest people, especially when you get in front of them. I'm not going to lie, some of them are on that ish, but, you know.
And the other thing I want to ask you is, you know, being a promoter, I know you promote and, you know, you did deal with the limelight, but what are some of the things you do to give back, you know, to your community?
Free parties, free drinks. Sometimes
free
I might just do a party. Yeah, free parties, free drinks. Say, hey, free all night. Everybody come on. Sometimes I might just give a bottle away. Sometimes I might just give a section away.
Okay, make sure everybody get in contact with my man, Mr. Y'all heard that.
Yeah.
Free bottle, free drinks. Yeah, make sure you get in contact with him, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Especially on my birthday. If you ever come out on my birthday, everybody's having a good time.
Can you tell us that date? You know, people need to know that.
January 6th. I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. That's what it is, a hard worker. That's what I'm talking about. Capricorn. So basically, you know what I'm saying, you said that you give back to the community by doing the free parties and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other, like, community events?
Say that one more time, please.
Do you have any other community events, like, with kids or, like, you know, the community in general besides?
The last thing I did was I threw a party for the Haiti Relief Fund. Pretty much we threw a party and all the proceeds went to Haiti. They actually went over there. Money and clothes.
Cool.
The way we kicked that was, our concept behind it was, we're partying for Haiti. It's a party with a purpose. Pretty much everybody came out. We started free for but so long, and then we threw a raffle for, like, a 5-star hotel and a couple other great prizes. I can't even remember it right now. But we were throwing that out. We pretty much doing a lot of giveaways just to get people in the building to spend money, have a good time, and knowing that them partying is actually going to a good cause. Them spending money is actually going towards people who need help.
Well, that's definitely a good cause. Sock by say, shout out to all the people out there in the Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, they still struggling. The struggle ain't over. They still going through it. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Haiti. And so the other thing I was going to ask you was, you know, tell us what's new, what's going on in the party scene, what's going on this week in ATL, if you're in the ATL area, and tell us about Monday's party.
Okay, well, Monday parties, right now we just kicked off Access Hollywood ATL. The reason why we call it Access Hollywood is because we're in Black Hollywood. All the stars pretty much chill here. To us, it's normal here, but I have friends that may have came in from, like, let's say, like, Iowa. No disrespect to anybody from Iowa. But they'll come out and they say, oh, that's T.I. just at Burger King. And we're just like, okay, that's T.I. at Burger King. people eat. But but this is actually, it was actually an event for all the industry people to come have a good time, a nice upscale event. If you want to meet people, get seen, things like that. One of my business partners, iCandy Anthony, he's the actual founder of iCandy's Modeling. We're having a casting call for him and CelebPromoter.com. So, you know, we had the models come out, and pretty much we gave away a free photo shoot.
Okay. That's what's up.
Then also on Saturdays, we have Socialize Saturdays at ESSO. That's one of our premier nights to where this week we're giving free entry to all ladies all night.
Oh, okay.
That's this Saturday. And it's going to be so crazy because the ratio of women to men here, let's just say I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Ladies, if you're in the ATL, you need to be at ESSO this Saturday. It's going down. That's what's
up. Someone find me out. I got a wristband for them.
I need you to throw that Twitter and that email out so people can get in contact with you, especially some of these artists that want to come into the ATL and they need to know some of the spots they need to be at, man. You the man with all the info, man. Get them people that information out there, man.
All right, cool. If you really want to know everything that's going on with me, you can log on to my website at TaylorEliteNightlife.com, all spelled the right way, TaylorEliteNightlife.com. My Twitter is at TheRealMrElite, spelled the right way. Or you can just email me directly at MrElite@TaylorEliteNightlife.com. And one thing about me is I actually do answer everybody back. That's one thing I come from humble beginnings, so I always make sure no matter who it is who talks to me, I am very nice to everybody. No matter what people might think.
That's what's up. And ladies, if you were wondering, yes, Mr. Elite is cute. He is cute, so I've seen his picture hot. So ladies, don't be scared. Holler at him. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. And I love our black men doing their thing, you know, in the industry, being positive. You know, and you know, being successful at what they do. What do you feel is the key number one point for you to have a successful business and to be a successful promoter?
I'm going to sum that all up in one small little quote. If you want to be successful, be a student of your industry. If you're a student first and you can adapt, you'll make it far.
That's true. I'm really honored and blessed that I was able to have you on the show tonight. I hope a lot of people got some insight of, you know, a promoter and some of the things that they go through, because it's not an easy job. For real. It really is not an easy job. And I think we still got my man from Queens. I think, Queens, you got a final question for my man, Mr. Elite, before he rolls out, because he's a busy man. You know, he might be planning for the next part. You know?
Yeah, Mr. Lee, definitely. I want to actually keep in contact with you. I already requested you on Twitter. I think we could do some things together, you know, actually. And, you know, like, as you were saying, because I was talking about my artist, you know, he actually has done a lot of things. He just came back from China off a 10-city tour. He's opened up for Trey Songz, Fabolous, et cetera. I don't want to talk your head off. But what I'm going to do, I want to shoot some stuff to you so you can check him out. And actually, you could probably give us the opportunity, if you like what we're going to do and what you actually are, because we came a long way. And we, as you say, we are a student of this industry, and we learned a lot. And so from there, I just, you know, I wish you the best with promoting. I hope we could do further, do business in the near future. And also for the host of the show, I wanted to know how I could get my host on your show.
How can you be? You text me. Can you be the host on my show?
Yeah, I wanted to, actually, because I'm Mr. Network. This is what I do. I network. I talk to everybody, because you never know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
It could be at the grocery.
That'll get you far. That's a quality that, you know, everybody needs.
It definitely will. And your network, is your net worth. And I guess you must have heard my Twitter when I was throwing it out there. I am looking for hosts. We have hosts on Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but I want other people to fill slots. So basically my thing is if you can record like a 30-minute little segment, if you can go and record something and write out a plan of what you want to do on your show, and I review it, me and my staff. And then, you know, and if you, I'm going to give you like a practice segment and see what the people think. We're going to have a contest coming up in a few of who's going to be the next radio host on Lush Radio Online coming soon. So I'll give you updates on that. You can email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
If you want to hit me up directly, man, email me your contact information.
Definitely, I'm going to do that as soon as I
can. We can definitely
wrap. That's what's up. Mr. Elite, man, it's an honor. It's a pleasure, you know, with your fine ass, you know.
Yeah.
But it was an honor. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. And I'm glad that, you know, people were able to get some insight on what you do and, you know, really, you know, see the value on the promoter, because an event wouldn't be an event without a promoter. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't.
You're right.
You know? And that's true. So I just like to let everybody know it's not all about the glitz and the glam. It's all about the hard work. And the question of today, actually in business, our question that we had was, does your name mean more in this industry versus your hard work?
Ooh. Ooh. They go hand in hand. To me, they go hand in hand. I mean, hard work is always gonna pay off no matter what.
Uh-huh.
But you have to tie that hard work to a name.
Mm.
Because people know your name because of the hard work that you've done.
Oh, okay.
Just like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is a name.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows Kobe Bryant put in work on the court. All his hard work paid off, so he is Kobe Bryant.
That's the truth. That's definitely the truth. And we were talking about, you know, like, you know, with the pastries, you know, with the pastries and everything, the shoes with Russell Simmons, not Russell Simmons, but my man Reverend Run's daughters, right? If they didn't have the backing of their father, right? If they didn't have that name stamped on them, do you think they'd be able to be at the level they are right now?
Not as fast. Not
okay.
as fast. They did put in work. Their name had a lot to do with it. They would be on their way. They would be doing the right steps. But think about it. If they didn't have that name, would they have known the right people to go to? Would they have had that one person there saying, okay, what do you guys want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys want to do this? Okay, cool. We'll take care of it. They would have to actually take care of a lot of things on their own.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And you answered the question of the day, man. And it's an honor. It's a pleasure. Hopefully this ain't the last time I see you. And I'm leaving Atlanta on the 22nd, so hopefully I can see you before I roll up out of here, man. Snap some pictures quick. You know what I mean?
Hey, come on out on Saturday.
All right, I'm gonna try my best to come out there, man.
Okay.
But I know I got my connect when I'm in ACL. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, definitely. You got my number. Call me anytime.
That's what it is, man. We about to play B.O.B. Airplanes. You already know what it is, man. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, hard work means everything, and they'll show off at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So B.O.B. explains this on the airplane. A lot of people wasn't playing your music, but, yo, you was going in. And now they're playing your music now, and I'm so proud of B.O.B., man. Shout out to TJ's DJs. You already know what it is, man. Airplanes, let's go.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Oh, coming out the A. Hoping for a record deal to ignore my pain. Yeah, now let's pretend like I'm on the stage. And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane. Okay, and everybody know my name. And everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing. Oh yeah, and I just dropped my new album. On the first week I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall. Okay. And then a world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest. Yeah. Selling out arenas with big stages. And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now.
This never happened. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper. Like I didn't write raps up in all of my classes. Like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now let's pretend like it was all good. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood. Yeah, now let's pretend like I ain't got a name. Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtape. Before the videos and the deals and the fame. Before they ever want to pair me to Andre. Before I ever got on my space. Before they ever noticed my face. So let's just pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
Yesterday, it was just a dream. But those days are gone. They're just memories.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as and he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy. A talent show in the gymnasium. You want him out the quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this. And there was no one he could even aim when he pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps and his wick. Cause he never ripped. He hoped and he wished it, but it didn't fall in his lap, so he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes are not. This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Y'all ain't know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. You heard my little munchkin live in the building, man. It goes down on Lush Radio Online all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Airplanes, B.O.B., Eminem. Your girl from Paramore, the lead singer, and we live in the building. Y'all just heard Mr. Elite for one of the hottest promoters in the ATL. You know I'm down in the A. Find me in the A. You know what I'm saying? But I love all my DMV cats. You already know what it is. So we got somebody live in the building from the DMV, my man, Rez. Rez, what's poppin' with you, boo-boo?
Ain't nothing. This is all good. What you doing? I see you doing your thing. What's good with you?
Man, ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, fam. That's up.
That's up, baby. Do your thing, sweetie.
I want to send a big shout-out to my man, Fresh Queens, Lazy K Productions, Murder Baby, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to y'all. Y'all doing that one, too. Murder, you got any shout-outs to anything, you know? You coming calling from the DMV. Any shout-outs you want to send out there?
Any shout-outs?
Yeah.
Well, first, let me send a shout-out to you, all my Landover cats, Redskins fans. You know how that go. The whole nation's capital, you know what I'm saying? That whole Palmer Park crew, but that's about it. And the you, your crew, the whole Lush Radio thing. You know, I got to give a shout-out to you, but that's about it, baby.
That's what's up. The question of the day is, does your, when it comes to business, does your name mean more or does your hard work mean more when it comes to business?
It's a little bit of both, but I think when you first starting out, your hard work means more. When you get big, I think your name means more, father. Your name getting out there and your reputation. So I think when you first starting out doing your thing, I think the hard work does. But once you get up there, I think the name does. Once you get well known, so people can spread their name around. That's how you know get known or whatever. That's how I feel about that.
Well, like okay, say a situation like okay, take Reverend's Run Daughters, right? They doing the pastry tennis shoes and stuff.
Uh-huh,
do you think
if
they didn't have that name, would they be at the position they are now?
Nah, I don't. I think it helps out a lot. I'm not saying that they wouldn't. I'm not saying that they didn't have the talent or whatever, the hard drive, but I think them being Reverend Run's daughter really helped out. It probably wouldn't have been as successful. That's how I feel.
That's what's up. Allegedly, we also heard in the news, you know what I'm saying, that Nicki Minaj and Keisha Cole got into a fight, you know what I'm saying, and Keisha Cole, you know, beat her up, man. I mean, that's allegedly. How you feel about that?
That's a surprise. Keisha Cole beat up Nicki Minaj, not the gangster, tough Nicki Minaj. You know what she looks like without that makeup on. Nicki Minaj is like a dude for real. That's a surprise. You know Nicki Minaj looks like, if you ever see without the makeup, she looks straight up like Carmelo Anthony, man. What? You do. Like a mellow, like a bug, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Hey, friends, you was going there. You crazy, yeah.
That's a surprise. Uh-huh. I mean, Keisha got some ghetto with her, too, though.
Man.
That's what's up.
I mean, but what's the name is Real Hood, too? Keisha Cole's is Real Hood, though. She's Real Hood.
I know she Hood coming from Oakland. I already know about that, but that surprised me right there. Oh,
you know,
man.
A lot of people don't believe that Keisha Cole's from Oakland. People think she's from ATL, and I'm like, she from Cali. She out there.
That's our park, out there. And, you know,
that's where she
from. We was a teenager, yeah.
And then also we heard in the news that, well, on TMZ, you know, they got the video footage. My man Method Man got clocked in the head on stage. You know what I'm saying? They busted a bottle at his head. He was cut, bleeding and everything, and he still went on with the show.
That's good. You know, Method Man.
Man,
that's what's up. He a soldier, though. That's somebody hating on Method Man. Come on, now. You can't do that to that man, though. You can't do that. That's Method Man right there. That seems like it's straight up hating. That's wrong.
That's disrespectful. How you going to throw a bottle at my man Method Man, man? That's just like, This is wrong, man. Shout out to Method Man, man. He been going through some things, man. Shout out to him. For real.
Yeah, no doubt. But he a soldier, though. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the people that you just don't touch. You know, everybody loves Method Man. You know, whoever did that, yeah.
And, Red, since you in the DMV and everything, man, what you think some of the stuff, I mean, you personally, what are some of the things you listening to? Who are some of the artists you looking at right now in the 2010? Not just what the commercial people tell you to listen to, but what's some of the people you listening to, some of the artists you like?
I mean, well, of course, Wale coming up in my head. Wale doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Wale probably going to be like the first artist out here to go around the country or worldwide with it. You know, he got that universal flow for everybody. But that's my main man from this area, from D.C. But, you know, as far as the mainstream, of course, everybody on Drake remind you of Kanye West. Eminem is my man. Everybody stop singing on Eminem. Go ahead and get that album. It's like running up for best album of the year. Stop faking. Everybody faking on Eminem, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cats like that. You know, Most Def, of course, that all the lyrics is the Most Def. Nas, that's my favorite rapper. Of course, people like Talib Kweli, all the Liverpool people. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's Liverpool and not necessarily sound like nobody else, that's my favorite artist. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So you still from the old school when you used to listen to lyrics and stuff, because it seems like a lot of people, all they listening to is tracks nowadays.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is all these headbanger club songs you hear, they're not going to be playing this on the radio 2 years from now, not even 10 months from now. But the legendary songs, they're going to be on the radio for years, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And hold that thought for a moment. Coming to the stage, I told y'all we had Mr. Ali, one of the ATL's hottest promoters, live in the building. Now we got DC's own, one of the DMV's finest, my jeweler, that did my Lush Radio pendant that everybody likes so much. That we might be working on getting some more because everybody's been asking me about it. The guy who did it, the artist that did it, is Mr. Shakur, and he's about to be on the line with us in a second. I mean, if you're trying to get your jewelry made and you're in a DMV area or you coming from another state trying to get your jewelry made, he does silver, platinum, anything that there is, he does it. He deals with the diamonds and everything, and he's a black brother. you know, and I support my people, and he's doing his thing, so he's going to be live in here telling us about the business of jewelry and what are some of the wildest things he's dealt with some of the people coming in there, and the difference between some of y'all walking around talking about y'all got real jewelry when really y'all walking around with cubic zirconiums, and y'all really don't have no platinum on or no gold, so stop lying. He live in the building. Let's go to the line. Mr. Sakura, you live in the line with us?
I'm sure I am. Yes, I am. How are you today?
We're doing great. I want to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, Mr. Sakura.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm giving you props likewise. Thank you.
That's what's up. Hey, Rez, Mr. Shakur is in the DMV and everything. You want to shout him out and say salute to him real quick, Rez?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm right.
Okay. Yeah, how you doing today?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. I just got off, so I'm fighting the traffic, got home, and had 5 minutes to make this phone call. So I say I'm here.
That's what it is. Mr. Shakur, first, you know, I want you to give out the important information, you know, whether if you got social media or email that people need to contact or a phone number to contact you if they're in the area, if they want to get some jewelry made. Could you put that information out there for the people, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My trade name is Afghan Ice. And my location is 1351 Wisconsin Avenue. That's in the heart of Georgetown, and that's in D.C. I think most people on the East Coast, they know about Georgetown. And Georgetown's been one of the meccas for people coming to get clothing, jewelry, any type of items that were trendy.
It's like a miniature, like New York, or a miniature, like Fifth Avenue, or something like that. A little bit, like, you know.
Yeah, actually, we have a jewelry mall. It's the only jewelry mall in D.C. And we have people that come as far as from North Carolina, Virginia, Baltimore on a regular basis. So it's quite a draw. And the mall has been there since 1985. So it has a lot of history. It's seen a lot of different, you know, ups and downs, bright moments. I mean, you know how the economy is right now. People are, like, struggling. You know, they're trying to act like they got it going on. But like you were saying earlier, people wearing a lot of cubic zirconium, talking about they got diamonds and all this other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you would know first, man. You the jeweler. The question I want to ask you, what inspired you to get into, you know, jewelry?
Well, getting into the jewelry, actually, I took kind of a circuitous route. I was an artist, and my love basically was painting, graphics, and those type of things. But at a certain point, I started figuring out how I could maintain myself while going on the plantation in terms of the work day. So I started selling jewelry. And at the time, it was pretty nice. And some of the places that I got the jewelry from in New York were factories. And so I got a chance, when I didn't go to like a real plush showroom, I could see like people in there working and stuff like that. So I started looking, and I said, hey, that looks pretty interesting. I think I can do that. So I checked around. I found a veteran jeweler, a brother who agreed to teach me on a contractual basis. He was located in Brooklyn. And what happened is on his off days, which were Mondays, I would take a trip to New York, and we made a contract for 16 lessons. So it was like basically a four-month span. I went up there on every Monday, and we enrolled from 8:30 in the morning, which means I had to leave D.C. pretty early, so 6 o'clock at night. And that got my foot in the door, and from there, it was a continuation of curiosity and trying to better my craft, my skill, and getting different techniques and different styles and just adapting to a lot of different changes. As a matter of fact, the gentleman that taught me, when I saw him, like, I would say like a decade ago, he was basically doing the same or similar things he was doing in the beginning. But, you know, a lot of times the curiosity of the student outstrips the teacher. So that's what happened.
That's the truth. And, you know, sometimes the old school, some of the old school don't, you know, even though, you know, you're an OG yourself, but, you know, as in the sense of your teacher, you know, some people don't want to change, you know, and venture out to the new things, you know what I mean? So right now, for the people that's listening, I'm right now live with my jeweler, Mr. Shakur, you know, live in the DMV, that rocked out that hot Lush Radio pendant that I got on, you know, which I got coming for the rest of the staff. But, I mean, this guy right here is a true artist. I watched this dude craft this whole double-plated pendant, like, right in front of my face. And it takes skill because it's not easy, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line real quick. I think
okay.
I got my girl Emma live on the line representing the New York and Philly area, my partner. Emma, you live in the building, girl, with your sexy self.
Yes, I am.
All right. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm just looking forward when I can look even more sexier with my Lush Radio pendant.
Well, I'm quite sure it's in the workings.
Yeah, it's in the works. I'm gonna talk on the offline. I'm gonna talk to Mr. Shakur about that whole situation. And Emma, you got a question for Mr. Shakur? While he's live on the line with us, beautiful.
Yeah. What led you to want to, you know, deal with jewelry?
Like I was saying, you know, at one time I started selling it. I was like one of the early vendors in D.C., and we set up a small network of corner vending operations, and we had to go to New York like on a regular basis to buy the jewelry. And then from seeing like the jewelry being made, my curiosity just peaked. And so then I got into it. I was an artist anyway, so I got into it, and I started making it, designing it. Eventually, you know, opened up a shop, and I'll tell you no lie, like, and when I had that first location, I would take in any job, and it didn't matter because I had books, in the back, and so the job came in, I'll look it up in the book and do it, and that's how I was, you know, trial and error and just forging ahead. So,
wow.
You know, and I had a love for jewelry, and jewelry is an aesthetic that our people have identified with throughout the ages. And as a matter of fact, I've gone to the motherland on several occasions, really connected for my love and jewelry, you know, trying to see where the sources, the minerals, the, you know, the gold, all these different things. I've had my hand in all of it.
What's been your most expensive piece that you have done? That you have created for somebody, like the most expensive piece you've done?
Well, when you start talking about expensive pieces, I haven't made the most expensive pieces out there, but I've dealt with things, I would say, from 20 G's on down. There are some people that, you know, have rocked bigger pieces, but what I've done is made consistent jewelry throughout the years. I'm not trying to make the one piece and retire on, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, and some pieces, to be quite honest, you know, that people say they pay this and that for, they're overinflated. But then, you know, I've seen other pieces that, you know, sometimes we have, like, celebs come through, and I remember one piece I looked at, and I'm not going to call any names, and that piece was like, you know, like, it was 100 G's plus. But with the diamonds and the amount of gold that was in there, I mean, the person was carrying around a small fortune. I mean, I'm quite sure they had it insured and all that. But sometimes you can be obsessive. You know, I like the balance of the art and the hookup. You know, if it's just like putting a lot of materials and a lot of sand, so you can say, I paid this, I paid that, then I think you've killed the whole notion for having a piece of art.
Mm. Yeah, that's the truth. And,
wow.
and you can, Mr. Shakur, this is the question, because a lot of people don't know. Some people, you know, say, oh, they're rocking platinum, but it's silver. Because sometimes the platinum and the silver kind of can look alike. But can you tell the people, like, you know, the difference between and what the minerals makes the difference? Because it's, 'cause some people think, some people don't know that platinum is actually gold, but you got to put a certain thing in it. But can you explain that, the difference between the platinum and the silver?
Yeah, there are a lot of key differences. Actually, like, platinum is not gold. Gold is a separate mineral. Silver is a separate mineral. Platinum is different. All of them have unique properties and characteristics. Like, silver
What about white gold? The white gold, the silver, and the platinum. My bad. White gold, silver, and the platinum.
Yeah, well, what happens with the white gold is actually starts from yellow gold, and it's mixed with the alloy or additive. We call it in the trade, we call it an alloy. But the unique thing about gold, if somebody really works with it and studies it, it takes the characteristic of whatever you put it or introduce into it. So if you introduce an alloy that has a greenish color to it, it will be heavily influenced. With just a little bit of the influence, it takes on the characteristic on the overall color. So you don't need to overpower it, in other words, with a lot of white alloy to give it a white color or to give it a rose, you know, copper color. You just need a proportionate amount, a small amount, and it will influence the gold. So, you know, usually when you have, like, 24 karat gold, it's too soft to wear by itself. You know, in some cultures, some people will wear it, but even them, they will alloy it down, like, two parts to make it at least 22 or three parts to make it 21 karat, because if not, it's so soft, it won't have wearability. The gold is a very soft material. You can take 1 ounce of gold and draw it out into a fine thread, and it will be like 1 mile long. So that shows you how soft it is. You know, you can beat it and make it ultra thin. You know, it's also used in space exploration. Like, they use it on the visors of when they're looking at sun shields. They use it on the glass on those satellites and all those things. That gold coating, you know, is very it has a lot of scientific uses. So it's just not used in a jewelry field. It's used in a medical field, electronic field, science. You know, it's used in so many applications. Just like platinum is used in catalytic converters. So platinum is a very hard metal. You know, you can work on it, and you can hold it in your hand, say, for example, and heat it on one end. It doesn't transmit heat. Like gold transmits heat in a medium frequency way, and silver is very hard to work with because if you heat it on one end, the heat goes all through it. So all the metals have different properties and characteristics. For example, platinum is very heavy. If you had a piece in your hand, you could feel the heft. You could feel the weight. If you put a piece of silver in there, it'll be half the weight of the platinum in mass. So that gives you an idea.
Wow. You know what he's talking about. He's talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've been around these things for a while, you know, you start to understand them and get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, that's just like how Mr. Lee said earlier when we were talking about business. He said you have to be the student of your industry, and you can tell he's definitely the student of his industry because, you know, there's not too many average people that can tell you and break down the whole science of jewelry like that. You know, when I met him and he was doing it and he was talking to me, I was like, wow, this is fascinating. You know, I didn't even know how much that goes in to, like, you know, creating the jewelry and the different minerals and stuff like that. And you said that 24 is the highest count of gold, right? And you said that
is the highest purity of gold.
And you said when I talked to you prior, you said that 10 carat is the lowest that you can legally sell in the U.S. Why
yes,
is that?
Well, that's what they you know, they have government standards, and they said that 10 carats, which is 41% gold, is the lowest standard that would be acceptable in the marketplace in America. Now, at one time, they had 6 carat, and they had 9 carat, like in places like Ireland and I think the Netherlands at one time had a very low carat, like 6 carats, something like that. But most European countries, they like 18 carat. Most of the African and Middle East countries, they want 21 or 22 carat. Places like India, you know, Middle East.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, you know, some people look at the Indian gold, they like, oh, it's too yellowish. They like, oh, it's not real. But really, that's close to the closest, purest form of what gold really looks like to its purest gold, to its purest form, right?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, India is like one of the largest consumers of gold at this point in terms of commercially. And what they did last year, or it might have even been the year before at this point, they made a special holiday that designated people to give gold as a gift. And they made some gift items that were so inexpensive that the poorest person could afford to give gold. And then they had the very elaborate stuff also for the rich people. So
why don't we go on to India so we can go get some of that gold?
I'm online trying to see how much it's gonna cost us to fly with it. I'm checking right now.
Well, as a matter of fact, like if you go to Africa right now, most of the gold buyers that are running around pursuing the Africans in remote places, they're Indians, and they're exporting more gold out of Africa than any other country legally. And behind them is probably the Chinese.
Wow. This is some stuff right here. We getting education. We talking about the business of jewelry, right?
Getting back to those people that run around, you know, thinking that they got silver, thinking they got this, they got to be very careful because right now in the market there's a lot of items that are going out there and the people saying that gold, they're saying it's silver. And particularly in the silver market, there are a lot of things people saying that rhodium plated. And they got 925 on it, and they don't have any silver in them all. But people, you know, flooding the market. These things are coming from, you know, I would say Asia for the most part. And a lot of young people are buying these things because they have a lot of bling to them. But they don't have any. They don't last. They don't have any resale value. You know, they just attracted to the bling. And then they're losing their money because the things don't hold up. They fade. And I listen to people tell them, say, well, don't take a shower in it. Don't do this. Don't do that. And when you start hearing that, you should become aware that you're not getting the real thing.
I was just going to say that. What about when their necks start turning green and all that? Where does the green come from when they wear that fake jewelry? Hello?
Hello? Mr. Shakir, you there? I think we lost him. I think he's going to call back. I think we lost him and stuff. But like, Emma, like, isn't that, like, fascinating? Like, this dude's giving us the straight science behind the jewelry and just breaking it down, like, you know?
I want to find green stuff that where people, their finger turn green and their neck turn green.
You know how these people, they be rocking these cubic zirconiums, like, I ain't going to say no names, but, you know, somebody gave me some, told me it was $1,500, you know, it was a diamond and all that, you know what I'm saying, and it was platinum, and I knew it was fake, you know, I took it to the jeweler just so the person could realize, and, you know, I'm going to tell you how you can tell something is not a real diamond, right? All diamonds need to breathe. So I want everybody to look, if they have a diamond ring or something, look in the back. If it has like a little opening, or if you got clustered diamonds and they have little openings, all diamonds need to breathe, even in your earrings. If the diamond is fake, then the diamond is going to be totally closed in the back. That means that it's fake, you know? So,
Even with that, you got to be careful because now the bootleg stuff is serious. They'll have openings in the back and everything. It still doesn't mean that that's a real diamond.
Yeah, that's true. But then also at the same time, you know, this guy came to me. He bootleg, man. My man came out with the whole try to fake like he had some jewelry. He lit the jewelry on fire. Like that's supposed to prove to me that that's gold. Hell no. The only way you can test real gold, you know, is basically you have to have a little platform sheet, and there's different, like, acids you have to pour. You got to scratch the diamond on the platform, and then if it's a certain each section of gold, whether it's 10 carat, 24 carat, it has a certain like stain. So when you pour the acid, it determines if it's real or fake, you know. Yeah. And a lot of it, you know, it'll start smoking if it's fake. So, you know, a lot of y'all walking. Man, I went into the jewelry depot where he did his thing. I seen these little young boys with these big things. I'm like, that's not real. Y'all got cubic zirconiums. There's no way in hell you putting diamonds in that thing because you can't afford it unless you a dope boy, you know what I mean? And, you know, and my thing is, like, for real, like, a lot of them kids, you know, they get caught up in all the craziness. But, you know, if you look at some of those hip-hop magazines back in the day, you know, when they're young, they got the little fake little pendants and stuff they put on their neck and stuff that look like the blink, but you know it ain't real. That's just something that you put on in a photo shoot to fake like you got a real chain on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then when you go take off, your shit is green. Now, what the hell?
You know? But, I mean, that's crazy, man, you know. I think we lost Mr. Shakur. I don't know if the battery, or he just got off of work, but I'm glad he was at least over here to, like, you know, explain certain things to us. But, you know, I never knew that gold was soft, though, Emma. I never knew that gold at its purest form is soft. I never knew that.
That I knew because I know a couple of jewelry makers, so that I knew. I was familiarized with some of the stuff he said, but there was stuff that I definitely learned. About the platinum stuff and all that. But the gold I knew, and I know also that, you know, over in India, you know, they have that holiday, which is they made a holiday specifically for people to give gold and, you know, and stuff like that. That I didn't know,
yeah.
And I didn't know that, you know, like I didn't know in India, but I thought it was Pakistan because I remember. I had got a hand made chain that was like almost like 3D, like it was 18 carat. It came from Pakistan, and it looked so fake. I was like, oh my god! And I had it on appraised and all that, and that chain was the most expensive chain that I had. You know, I had other chains. That one was the most expensive chain, and it looked like the fakest because of the purest of the gold.
Yeah, because this is the thing. Us in America, we're not used to seeing that. See, like, you know, us in America, we're so conformed to seeing that the common for us is 18, 14 karat gold, 10 karat gold. That's what we're used to. We're not really used to seeing the purest form of what gold looks like. And the purest form looks more yellowish than what we wear. You know, what we wear, we consider gold. But if you take that pure form and get a chain from India, that will be more value than what we have right now that we're wearing. And stuff like that. I think we got Mr. Shakur back with us and stuff. We were talking about how much you just taught us in this short period of time, Mr. Shakur.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
I want to ask you about the fake jewelry that what you were talking about, and the reason why. Can you explain the reason why when they wear that fake jewelry and their neck and their finger turns green? Can you explain
Absolutely. So there are a lot of base metals that are used in this fake jewelry. And the most common base metal is brass. And anytime you use brass, it will have an adverse reaction on your skin. It will turn it green. Copper is another metal that will also turn your skin green. And with these plated jewelries, a lot of times we don't know the actual plating that they use because these plating applications are done in factories, and they could be using chromium or they could be using a lot of things that they could give you a negative reaction. So your skin will, you know, eventually discolor, the jewelry will discolor. If you go to get it polished, and you take it to a professional jeweler, he tries to polish it, the coating will come off, and you'll start seeing the telltale signs right around the edges. You start seeing it looks like a peel-back effect or a layered effect.
Wow.
It was once looking very bright and silver, then you start seeing like a reddish or some other kind of dull undercoating appearing. And some people, you know, like I had a piece somebody brought to repair yesterday, and they didn't even care. It was all the whole under part of the bracelet. I mean, actually, it was a necklace as well. And they didn't even care. You know, because they just want the look of the cubic zirconiums to give the bling.
Wow.
And unfortunately, you know, it's a bad joke that's been played on us. Just like you see these, you know, young people walking around, you know, showing their boxer shorts. It's part of that phenomena that we're just an easy take. And you know, people say, well, you know, go there, and you can go over there, you can open up a wig shop. Go there, you can open up you can sell them fake jewelry. Go there, you can sell them anything. So, you know, we're the people that we're fueling this whole economy around the world in terms of the hip hop economy. And we need to be more educated. You know, if we were more educated, we could have a bigger impact and we could get a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're giving the other people a better quality of life at our expense.
Definitely. Now, I was going to ask a question, Mr. Shakur, about, because I was telling them about the diamonds, like a real diamond on a ring or anywhere, they need room to breathe, so they have openings at the back. But with these whole bootleg situations going on, how can you really tell if a diamond is real?
Well, only way that you can really tell is scientifically using testing equipment. And the best thing to do is, if you have a jewelry item that you want to buy, make sure you have it tested in front of you using a piece of scientific equipment known as a diamond tester. Diamonds, contrary to popular belief, they don't have to breathe. What it is, if there's an opening on the back, light can go through, can be transmitted, because a diamond is translucent. So if you have the light going through, it will give a better optical reaction. If you have it closed in the back, then it won't have the ultimate optical reaction. And also, in terms of cleaning the stone, it's best to have the back open. But they don't have to breathe. You know, people, that's like an old wives' tale, because the diamond is a stone. It's a hard substance. It's a 10 on the Mohs scale in terms of the hardest material. But it's not hard like a piece of steel. It can be crushed because it has certain points that you can hit it at and it will break. But in terms of the actual character of the stone itself, it's the hardest substance, but not in terms of durability. So, you don't want to confuse the two and say, well, this diamond, I can just take a hammer and hit it, and the hammer's gonna break. No, the diamond is still the 10. It can actually technically probably even scratch the hammer if you use it on the angle at a certain point, but it's not harder than the hammer. There are a lot of stones that are on the market that are passed off as diamond substitutes, and most people, if they have a diamond, they're lucky right now because. Well, when I say lucky, I'm saying in terms of marketing, because there are a lot of stones that people are saying that they're diamonds and they're not really diamonds. You have cubic zirconiums, you have moissanites, yag. You have so many different substitutes. But in the last 10 years, they made diamonds more affordable to the masses. They took lower grade stones, made them smaller, and stones that used to not be sold in the jewelry industry, they're actually sold in the industrial side of the diamond field. Now they started marketing as luxury goods. You know, that's why you see people wearing black diamonds. It used to be, that nobody would use a black diamond except they would use it for industrial purposes. Now people are craving, I want a pair of black diamond earrings. I want this or that. And those stones, they don't have the same value is a translucent stone because they're not as rare. It's not that, because the color is the rarity of the stone. And actually diamonds are rare to a certain point, but the only ones that are really rare like certain colored diamonds, like blues, pinks, in the natural form, and certain large stones that you see in museums, or you see stones like, you know, 5 carats and above that, you know, have high ratings, like, you know, VVS 1 or 2 or something like that, or you see these stones that were found in places, and they said the stones like 100 carats, 200 carats. These are what you call rare stones. But the whole aspect of diamonds having a value, the value has been propped up by the distribution of, I'll say, the distributing companies. And the main one is the company called De Beers. And what they've done, they've syndicated the sourcing of diamonds to keep the price high. So it's you could almost say it's an artificially high price commodity. You know, it's not like gold.
And
another thing is that the diamonds, you know, all of them don't come from any one country, you know, but Africa has, like, a lot of diamonds, and probably as a continent, they have more diamonds than any other continent. But diamonds, they come from Russia, they come from Australia, they come from Brazil, they even come from Venezuela. There are many countries that have diamonds. But unfortunate thing is that in Africa, most of the countries that have had diamonds, they haven't really benefited from them. There's only been like 1 or 2 countries that have actually benefited from diamonds in any positive way, and I would say probably even one, which is probably like Botswana. But most of the other countries, diamonds have been a mixed bag. They've been more of a curse than a blessing. You know,
definitely, that's true.
The population hasn't really benefited. And as a matter of fact, the population has never really even seen a diamond. Most of the people that handle the diamonds are the elite or the few chosen, you know, business people.
Yeah.
And at the expenses of, the people in the country who have never seen it. And if we really look at the whole aspect of diamonds and things like that, you probably wouldn't be that inclined to really want them if you see the misery that's involved in people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even, you know, not to compare movies, but, you know, that whole thing with the blood diamond and everything. I mean, you know, really there are people, you know, dying over these diamonds and stuff, you know, and it's crazy and it's a sad story, but, you know,
you know, I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying that we need to be more aware. If we have more awareness about, you know, how things are attained, we would value them more, and then we would have more social consciousness, and we would try to figure out how the people who have these lands, how they could benefit more. You know, we wouldn't just be getting blinged up just to be blinged up.
Yeah, instead of just, you know, these countries are getting raped and stuff, and, you know, they're not benefiting that. People are starving, and you know, people are getting killed over different things, you know, not just the diamonds, even the gold. So, you know.
Even the materials that they're using, you know, like the material they're using in the cell phones and things like that. You know, the whole thing about minerals wealth, which is the basis of how jewelry is made, you know, people just have to be more aware of it, and then they could try to bring about some change, you know, and also they would have a better appreciation of the jewelry. You know, if you knew how much digging and how much ore had to be processed just to get like a little bit of gold, just a little bit of gold, then if you really saw how hard it was to get that, then you would appreciate it more.
And that's definitely the truth. And Mr. Shakur, I just want to say it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. But due to the time and everything, I hope this won't be the last time. We want you to come back on.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to give you my number. My number is 240-643-3600.
That's what's up. Make sure everybody call him. Tell him Lush sent you, you know, and make sure you get that jewelry made. You know, he is definitely an artist,
And I've been posting up, you know, the chain, and everybody's been asking me. So, you know, we definitely want to send some stuff over your way, and we definitely appreciate you, and we love you and support you, Mr. Shakur, and hopefully we can have you back on again.
I've been honored being on your radio program, and I hope to be back.
That's what's up, man. Salute, and enjoy your night, because I know you've been working hard, man. It's not
okay.
easy.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. You too.
Peace and love.